You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24. With me, Daniel Bache, host of The Entrepreneurs. Rafael Artijas is the founder and CEO of Lou Guitars. The three-string guitars made for children as young as three have become a regional hit in the Americas. The company was launched in 2011 by the Uruguayan music lover. Each instrument comes with an app, flashcards, and online lessons that get kids rocking on day one. Our correspondent in Latin America, Lucinda Elliott, sat down with the Lou Guitars founder in the capital, Montevideo, to fine-tune one of their latest creations and hear about the future of digital learning.
Hello, I'm Rafael Artijas. I'm the founder and CEO of Lou Guitars, and I'm here in Montevideo, Uruguay. So Lou Guitars is a line of guitars that's basically designed to make it fun and easy for children to play music and to learn music. They only have three strings, so that makes it better adapted to their little hands, and it also allows them to play basically any chord, any song on a basic form, and actually learn music basics and fundamentals in an easier, faster, and better suited way for them.
And it comes with an app. How do they get lessons?
It does come with an app, and it also comes with printed flashcards that have chord diagrams. You have video lessons that you can access either on our website, YouTube. We have an app that has like little games that teach you music while you are having fun. So there's this game that's like a Simon. It's like a memory game where you hear sounds and you have to replicate them, only that instead of random sounds and lights, you actually see the fretboard of a guitar and you have to tap in the exact place where the music notes are. And you can either play by tapping on the screen or actually playing your guitar and the device will listen to what you play. We do consider this a real instrument. I mean, we manufacture it in a guitar factory, not in a toy factory. We go to great lengths trying that it tunes all right, that the intonation is right, sound is all right. We use tone woods.
And what about music teachers? So you started selling, I imagine, here in Uruguay first. I mean, what was the reaction amongst people who give lessons to children?
So that's a great question. When we came up with this idea, we were dubious where this would be seen like by music teachers as something that helps or something that, you need to learn with a six-string guitar, with a proper thing. Unfortunately for us, they are our biggest allies, because basically what this guitar does is allows teachers to get younger students actually progressing, making music, feeling stimulated about music. And we do one thing in order to accomplish that. We use standard tuning, we use real guitar strings. Yes, it's easier to play, but that you still need to learn music. So basically, we are in many schools with teachers, for the most part, like us. It's really inspiring to see like a teacher tell you, you know, never before I could get a four-year-old to play a song on day one.
So I was going to say, how young are the children that you're aiming at?
It really depends on the kid. Like, and I always tell parents when, you know, don't push it. If you buy a Lou guitar and your kid is just like, you know, playing with it while they watch TV, that's totally fine because they're still getting the sense of it. So not every three-year-old is going to get it and in 1 week start playing like, you know, it doesn't happen to every kid like that, and that's fine. But we do have several models depending on age. We have our smallest guitar, which is for kids ages 3+. Then we have a middle size that's for kids 8 and up. And then we have our most recent guitars, which actually have 6 strings and are meant more like for teenagers, so it's like 12 and up. So what I'm playing here is the electric guitar. I'm playing it unplugged, but it's one of our models and it's basically a solid body electric guitar. We have a new model that actually has a built-in amp, so that's cool. And it's as it should, I think, a very basic guitar. It only has one pickup, one knob for volume, only 3 strings. But other than that, it's basically, a regular solid body electric guitar with a maple neck.
Let's view it. How heavy? I mean, it doesn't weigh a thing.
It's not, yeah. It's really light. I think it's well balanced, too, for little kids.
And they have the little markations for where they can put their fingers,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Oh, this is
so fun.
So when you launch a company in Uruguay, you pretty much have to think right from the start to export, because Uruguay is not only is a small country, but it's tiny population. We're only 3 million people here. So I launched Look Guitars already with the US as our main market, especially also because I, as I said, I did it as my thesis, so I did a lot of market research in the US already, where obviously e-commerce also has a greater penetration than in countries like Uruguay. So basically being here means that I can be in a place that I can call my home, that I like, and that, you know, but in many ways this is a US company that I run from Uruguay. And I think we are, we're quite a lot of startups and you know, in here in Uruguay that behave that way.
Yeah, because I heard that one listed on the New York Stock Exchange.
Oh, yes. They are good friends of mine, by the way, yes. Those guys are on another level. But yes, there's a nice ecosystem here of startups. Some are crazy successful, like that one, the local, run by super smart people and super nice people too, and super young people too. So that's really impressive. And, you know, but the, you know, you get from fintech companies to a guy making guitars to, you know, everything in between. I came up with this idea when I was doing my master's at NYU in New York. I was finishing it and time came to do my thesis, so I basically was forced to think about something that was missing out there. And I realized that being into music as I am and being into industrial design, I realized that one thing that was missing was a guitar for children that wasn't just a small cheap guitar. And, you know, I wanted to create a guitar that was really designed to make it, you know, fun, easy, stimulating, for kids to want to play, to learn. So we came up with this idea, I came up with this idea about a guitar that was well designed, made out of real wood, good materials, that sounded all right, that you could tune and that you can play.
And where do you source the wood? Like, where do you source the resources? How did you come?
So we manufacture in China. We don't have our own factory. When I came up with this idea, I had no expertise in manufacturing. I tried to, you know, find a manufacturing partner. I visited factories in the US. I contacted factories in Brazil, in Argentina, in many places. I ended up in China. Where obviously costs help, but mainly because it was the place where I did find a couple of, you know, suppliers that were willing to try this crazy idea at the time of a three-string guitar for children. So we do use wood that comes from responsibly harvested forests. That's actually a good thing about manufacturing in China. In order to import that to like the US, for instance, you have to certify all these things. So, but we use maple, we use basswood, we use birch, we use really nice woods that sound all right, look all right, and are, you know, good for kids to play with. So being in Uruguay, one of the big things about wanting to launch your own line of guitars and sell it to the world is, where do I get the money to do that, because I didn't have it. So I ended up learning about Kickstarter, which 10 years ago when I launched Look Guitars, it was really new and really small. But I read about it on a tech blog or something like that. And I liked the idea not only of doing a crowdfunding campaign to get the funds, which I had no idea if it would go well or bad, but actually about the exposure, about, you know, how could I, from Uruguay, let people know that I have this idea in the US, for instance, or in the UK or in Europe. And I thought that it would be a good platform for that, and it ended up being exactly that. We launched the campaign, and 3 days later we were like mentioned on Wired magazine and you know, and a few like especially techie early adopter media that's about that, but also, you know, media that's interested in design and obviously it still is to this day a very niche thing. It's not like we are big and suddenly it exploded, but it definitely helped us not only get the funds to produce our first batch of guitars, but actually to that people know that we exist. And we've been using Kickstarter pretty much every time we have a new line of guitars. So we did it the first time, then when we decided to launch electric guitars a couple of years later, we ran a second Kickstarter campaign, and we in total we've done 4, and every time it went well, so can't complain about Kickstarter.
And what about your latest projects? What have you got in the works?
So last week we actually did our first expansion to other instruments. We did a ukulele. So it's not a big departure from guitar, but it's still something new. And basically we are replicating the same thing. We did a ukulele, but that comes with flashcards and an app that teach you how to play. So we are very happy about that. Another thing that we are working very hard these days is in creating content for, like, well, for the app and for our YouTube channel or whatever. We realized, you know, a few years ago, and it was very clear with the lockdowns and the pandemic, that, you know, it was really helpful for our customers to have, you know, video lessons, even rock shows that we could stream, and you know, and we even had like hosted like science lessons through music, you know, these really cool teachers that would explain how a sine wave behaves with notes, and when you know, when you pluck at a string, what's really going on there, and why certain sounds are treble and certain are bass, and we are having a lot of fun with that. We are working a lot on that, and that's where we are going, in creating something that's not just the instrument, but actually really cool and content that's both educational and fun.
So who have been some of your customers?
Some of our customers are, Alex Capranos from Franz Ferdinand. He came to Uruguay, saw one, bought one, and I ended up knowing him. And what about the Rolling Stones? Ronnie Wood actually posted a video of himself playing a little guitar with his kids. We got even a video that even went viral that Metallica did with Jimmy Fallon, where they're playing like with kids' instruments, so one of them is playing a little guitar. And we've been lucky enough to get a few of those cool moments of, you know, nice celebrities using our guitars.
Rafael Artijas, the founder and CEO of Lug Guitars. You can find more at lugguitars.com. My thanks to Monocle's Lucinda Elliott for the interview, and to Christy Evans, who mixed and edited this show. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.